Workers are leaving their jobs in big numbers, leading to what some are calling the big quit. But those firms need employees and in some cases are struggling to fill open positions. With me to talk about how they might go about doing that is Kathleen Duffy, president and CEO of Phoenix-based Duffy Group, a recruiting firm. And Kathleen, we keep hearing about how there are jobs available and firms are hiring, but they're having trouble finding workers to fill those jobs. From your perspective, how big of a problem is this right now?
Well, the issue that we're seeing today is quite honestly not any different than it was pre-pandemic. There, you know, and the unemployment rate was even lower, and that was the big challenge. It was, you know, I think what's happening is that we have to start thinking more creatively about the type of employee that we're looking for, and we hear so much about having a diverse workforce. And I think that it, you know, this is a time to really think about what diversity means for your organization. So it could be just diversity of thought, you know, in terms of, you know, if you're typically hiring new college graduates, for example, and they fit this certain profile, maybe are you looking at a diverse educational background? Maybe a business major isn't all that you need. Maybe a liberal arts major could work just as well. So I think really what people are needing to do right now is just think a bit more out of the box and more creatively to find new talent.
Does that diversity also extend to diversity of location in terms of the possibility of people working remotely now, as we've seen so many people do over the last, you know, 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, you know, Duffy Group's been a remote workforce. You know, I've had managed a remote workforce for the last 30 years. So for me, this is a no-brainer, right? And people would, you know, business leaders would always say, how do you do this? How do you know if your people are working? And you're like, because I trust them. But I think that, you know, the population, your pool of candidates, if you are and continue to stay open to a remote workforce, has now grown exponentially.
Given where we are in the pandemic and where it looks like we are going, and especially where we have been over the last year, what are some of the challenges and maybe some of the opportunities that firms have in trying to recruit workers and trying to get people to come to them, be it in person or be it remotely?
Well, it really gets to being able to tell that potential candidate what are the opportunities for them. You know, candidates, and again, this was even pre-pandemic, candidates look first and then they apply. So, you know, back in the Stone Ages, when I was, you know, out looking for a job, we always just applied for jobs and, you know, backed into it. Now, our candidates are looking at Glassdoor, they're looking at our website, they're looking at our YouTube, our TikTok, our Facebook, all of the social media, and they're looking at the types of environments that they're interested in being a part of. And so I think part of it is really having your employment brand be really representative of the type of environment that you have, the value systems, your core company's core values, and really the mission of the organization, because those are the types of things that candidates are looking for.
And it sounds like what you're saying is that some of these trends and some of these changes were happening before, you know, anybody knew what COVID-19 was. Did the pandemic accelerate that at all? Did it maybe refocus people in some way?
I think that, again, you know, the pandemic sideswiped us in it and it caught us off guard. So I think that for a lot of businesses, they were able to, you know, for many of them, it was business as usual. They were not impacted by the pandemic at all. And for those businesses that were severely impacted by the pandemic, obviously the tourism, leisure, hospitality industries in particular, what I'm hearing from those organizations is that they just can't find enough candidates to get back into their restaurants or their hotels or whatever it is, and that they're now coming up with some bonuses, sign-on bonuses, things along that line. But again, I think it gets back to, because the, you know, there were like no positions in that particular space. And now we've gone to, you know, 200 positions in that particular space. I mean, the numbers are always going to be. And I think that the real challenge is that there are just so many openings in those particular spaces. It's going to be hard to make up for lost time, if you will.
So from your place in the labor market, in the economy, what is your prediction for where we're going in the next several months? Like, what do you think that the job market, the labor market, the employment sector, like, what does that look like to you?
Well, everything that I hear, from the economists is that it's just going to continue to skyrocket. And, for somebody in my business, that's music to my ears.
Right. Yeah. So you would imagine that there's going to be a lot of hiring coming up and a lot of people potentially either who are currently employed switching jobs, or maybe people who are not employed for whatever reason, haven't been for a little while, jumping back into the employment market.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be seeing, there's women in the workforce, predominantly women, who have had to step back, cut back their hours, or even just step out of the workforce while they care for their children who were not able to attend in-person learning. And as they start to look at those children going back to school in the fall, that's going to put that population back into circulation. I think the other thing that we are seeing is that there are a number of people who are taking retirement. So we're going to be seeing a continuing turnover of, especially at senior levels, where those executives are deciding to retire now. And that opens up a number of opportunities.
All right. That is Kathleen Duffy, president and CEO of the Phoenix-based Duffy Group. Kathleen, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Great, Mark. It's nice to talk to you again. Take care.